Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
As the coronavirus death toll continues to rise statewide, we're expecting that update from the governor this morning. But first, let's go live and local to WWJE's Mike Campbell for the latest on COVID-19. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Roberta. The numbers are worse. It's a third straight day of new highs for cases and deaths in Michigan. Deaths jumped 78 to 337. Cases up 17-19 to 9334. Wayne County with 146 deaths and 4,478 cases. Outside of Detroit, the numbers are 2,045 cases and 74 deaths. Oakland County has recorded 1,940 cases and 96 deaths. That's according to the county summary, but 99 deaths according to Johns Hopkins University. Macomb County has 1,088 cases and 51 deaths. Washtenaw, 401 and 8, and Genesee, 249 and 8. Wayne County now ranks third in the country for deaths. Oakland County ranks fifth. Reporting live, Mike Campbell, WWJ News Radio 950.